Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the same. You do your thing on the side and still say amen. Don't you be
Steve. He
they were, you know, female and male. You know, male and female, but, you know, that subtle deceit, I'm telling you. The enemy comes in any kind of way he can to try to trick the body of Christ from hearing the word of God. And that's what the enemy did. He came in the garden and he tried and he was successful to get Adam and Eve to disobey God. And we can see that happening today. People are no longer following the word of God. They are covering up their sin. And God hates cover up. Don't cover it up, but give it up. Give up the sin that so easily besets you. I tell you, I mean, like I said, God already had put Adam and Eve in the garden, placed them in there, gave them instructions on what they could do and what not to do in the garden. Told them what they could eat and what they could not touch. You know, but, you know, just like your child, when you know, when they're small and you tell them don't touch that because it's hot, or it's a, you know, it could be a hot stove or something. You say, don't touch that, baby. It's hot. It's going to burn you. But, you know, you realize that that child will still try to test you to see why is it that you don't want them to touch that hot stove, because you told them that it's going to burn them. It's the same thing. God already knew when he put them in the garden and told them not to touch it, because he knew that the enemy was going to come and it was going to burn them. I'm telling you, and that's what sin will do. It will burn you. It will take you to a place where you don't want to go. And that place where people are saying today that no longer exists, and that is hell. But we here at the Reddit Church is trying to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints, to the church, you know. And Adam and Eve, they disobeyed him. And what does disobedient bring? When you do something you ain't got no business, your children do something they ain't got no business, first thing they try to do is what? Hide. Try to cover it up. They either say the other sister or brother did it, or, you know, sin always want to cover up. Soon as Adam and Eve disobeyed God by listening to that devil, the serpent, that snake, that cunning, that subtle deceitness, what was the first thing they wanted to do? Was to try cover up. But I'm going to tell you, it takes more than leaves to cover up this mess today. It takes more than anything that you can offer or even find to cover up this mess today. But Adam and Eve, they decided they wanted to try and cover up. But I tell you today, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He will not cover your sin, but he will cleanse you of your sins on today. The blood is the only thing that will remove the stain of sin from guilt and shame. That's where Adam and Eve was. They was guilty and they were ashamed of the sin of disobedience and disobeying God. Sin has to be dealt with. And it's important that we deal with it. You know, you have to deal with sin. And Jesus came to deal with sin. Sin will destroy your life. Sin comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life on today. So whatever your sin is, you have to deal with it. How do we deal with it? Whatever it is that's driving you on today to sin, deal with it. How do you deal with it? You gotta confess it, pin up it, and turn from it. That's how you deal with it. You know, you may say, you know, well, whatever your it is, your it could be your family using you or something on the job or sickness or backbiting, lust, drug addiction, sex addiction, whatever it is, deal with it. Maybe it's something somebody said to you or, you know, or something somebody did to you years ago. Deal with it. You got to talk about it, you know, and then pray about it, then give it up to the Lord. You see, there's two words that will ruin your life. And that's, you know, hiding and being afraid, and that is to cover it up. Two words that will ruin your life is covering up. Covering up what? Sin. Yeah. Think about it today. The first thing Adam and Eve did was let fear grab hold to them. And they wanted to try to hide and cover their sin. You know, they're trying to hide behind the trees in the garden. But I tell you today, there isn't any tree that's big enough, tall enough, or round enough to hide your sin on today. Because God sees you. He knows exactly where you are. He had placed Adam and Eve in the garden, so he already know where they were. You know? And you know where you are today. He wasn't talking about physically because he placed them in the garden. He already knew where it was. He wanted Adam and Eve to recognize where they were spiritually because they was being exposed. They were naked. They realized that they had sinned. So soon as you realize you sin, the first thing the enemy wants you to do is to cover. Cover the sin. He placed fear on them. And we're not, you know, made to bear or to cover or to carry fear. Fear brings sin. Sin brings doubt. Doubt brings unbelief. Unbelief brings separation. Separation from who? From us and God. Sin brings anger, bitterness, no peace. Sin brings hatred and jealousy and selfishness. I just can't get it all together. And the only way and the only one that can free you today and bring us back to God is Jesus. Only one can bring you back, get you back in your rightful place. Because God had placed them in the garden. He wanted them only for himself. To worship and to glorify him. He made man for his own self. To glorify and to worship him. And so God will handle whatever your it is on today. Confess it and forsake it. We just ask him to forgive you, to repent from it and stay away from it and run and flee from it, whatever your it is today. Don't try to cover it up. When you repent, you must believe he will and has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. All the dirt that you've ever done since you've been born. Because you see, you were born in sin. You came with this nature. You came with this dirt. Read Psalms today. When we repent, we must believe he will and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, all the dirt that you've ever done. The devil condemns you, but God frees you. And remember that God had already had fellowship with Adam and Eve, with them before they tried to cover up. Remember, Adam and Eve heard God's voice. He asked them, "Where are thou?" And what people are doing today, they're trying to run from the presence of the Lord. Where is it that you can hide from the presence of the Lord? The word of God says, if you make your bed in hell, he's there. That means that he's there to get you out of whatever situation you in. You know, if you make your bed there, he'll get you out. There's nothing too hard for God. You know, but you got to make a decision. You got to make a choice, you know. And the decision that you make can cost you, you know, believe you me, pain is in it. You know, somewhere labor pains is in it, like a woman in travail having a baby. Pain is in it, heartache pain, or you know, worration. The pain is in it. There is some pain. God has the greatest plan for a man or woman when he placed them in the garden. He had great plans for them, but sin brought no peace. And sin brings no peace to you. It brings condemnation. You know. It brings separation, you know. The wages of sin is death. You know, it cuts us off from the presence of the Lord, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. That's where your peace comes from, him. That's the only way you're going to get peace is when you get peace in Christ Jesus, when you give your life to him. You know, in Deuteronomy 28:15 talks about what sin brings and what happens when you hang out with fear. It brings a curse and brings waste and, we weren't made to carry weight. It say, you know, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. You can't carry no weight. Deuteronomy, you know, 28:15 talks, you know, about, you know, the blood will free you. Free us, you know. It'll free us from fornication and adultery and sexual sin. I mean, God see you even on that internet all night, you know, looking at porn all night, and you know, even on some people say, well, I don't look at my, I don't deal with my space. Well, you still, there's some people that still own that my space, but I tell you, every space all around about you, believe me, it belongs to the Lord. You ain't hiding nothing. And on this YouTube all night, yeah, you too can be saved. You too can be delivered. You too can find out who Jesus really is. Yes, you too can be set free from every stronghold, every bondage that's trying to hold you. You know, stop looking at these so-called church world, because, you know, this is not God. Let the blood free you. Let Jesus Christ's blood free you. Let it remove the stain of sin from you. Don't you know that the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years? That's a long time, you know, to be wandering around, don't know which way to go and don't know which way to turn. And that's where the church is today. They are back in the wilderness. I mean, it is just so sad. And some of us, you know, and now ain't gonna have 40 more years. I mean, 40 more years? You may not have 40 more years. Might not have 40 more days in hand, you know. But Jesus brought the children of Israel out of their sin, out of bondage, out of being tied up and yoked up with, you know, in bondage. He brought them out. He done brought us out from the world of sin. And we were born into that. We were born into slavery. We came with that. You just got through reading that in Psalm 58. We were born in this. We were born with wickedness on the inside of us, you know. But, you know, the same way he brought them out of the wilderness and brought the children out, Israel out of wilderness, he will bring you out, you know, because when you're in bondage, these things, they bind you and they deceive you and enslave you. He brought the children of Israel out from sin. He brought them out from being yoked up and tied up. He brought them out. He brought them out. To stay out, not to go back in, not to be bound up again and bound up again and being deceived again. He brought you out. God don't want to bring you out and to take you back in. He wants you to go on and, you know, and see what the end going to be to this thing, because there is going to be an end, you know, but these people are playing mind games, you know, on this battlefield. Yes, they are. They're playing mind games with you. You know, they got the, they got you compromising with this world system, doing what they're doing. And we're not supposed to do what the world is doing. Everybody's just doing whatever they want to do, you know. But you know what's right from wrong. Come on, even a child know right from wrong. But because you just don't want to give this mess up, you want to continue to do what the crowd is doing, you know, and just doing what is wrong. Nobody want to be an outcast, you know. Everybody just want to be with everything, and you don't want to be separated. You don't want to do something different, you know. You don't want to be looked at as different and called out and talked about. No, you don't want none of that. But look at what Jesus went through. He was whooped. He was beaten. He was spit on it. He was mocked and talked about and abused and mistreated. And you talking about you want to be like Jesus? Oh, no, you can't even stand somebody talking about you. You know, folks don't want to be like Jesus. They singing about Jesus, singing about being like Jesus, but, you know, with their mouth from their lips, but their hearts is far from what they singing about, you know. It takes something to deny your flesh. It takes something. You know, it takes, you know, the Spirit of God to deny your flesh, you know. Because, you know, this flesh been dealing with sin ever since it got here. You know, it's been lied on. It's been mistreated. I don't know about you, but I've been mistreated. And I've been abused. And I've been misused, you know, and by your family members and different ones all around about you. But God never left me. He's been my best friend. He's the love of my soul. You know, he's blessed me, you know, physically, you know, he's keeping me, and he brought me out, and I'm going to stand. I'm like a palm tree. I don't know about you, but I'm like a palm tree. I can grow around anything, you know, and I won't bend, and I'm not bound, because I'm like the Hebrew boys that was in the fiery furnace, and sometimes there's been some fiery situations in my life, and I know there's been some fiery situation in your life, but just like Jesus was in the fire with the Hebrew boys, he's been in the fire with me. He's been in the fire with you. I know you've been through some things. I know you've been in some hard places, and, you know, you've been in some hot spots, you know, where, you know, smoke didn't burn you. I mean, you don't smell like you the smoke that you've been in, you know, and stuff. And you don't even smell like smoke, you know, but you've been in the fire. I've been in some fiery situation, and I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. I tell you, God is good, and he's worth to be praised, and we just need to just recognize that you can't cover up. Don't try to continue to hide yourself. Deal with it. Be honest with yourself. The only way you're going to get freedom is in Christ alone. You know, you can't get freedom off your mama, or off your daddy, your brother, your sister, but you have to get free for yourself. It's just like sometimes you may say, and this is one thing you're going to sign up for yourself. You're going to have to sign up and go through it for yourself. You know, sometimes you may sense, you may have some documents that you can get somebody else to go sign for you. You know, you can get them, you know, authorize them to go sign for you. But this is one thing right here that you can't get nobody else to sign for. You got to do it for yourself. You know, it's only one way to get it done, and it's through Jesus Christ. It's through him himself. He's your life coach on today. I'm looking, and I see the different ones talking about Juanita Bynum as their life coach, and Oprah is my life coach. And, you know, it's just so much foolishness out here. They're going to different people. What is it, Yana or whatever? Hey, sister, going up there talking about, and it's talking about fix it. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus is the only one going to be able to fix any and everything for you, and it stays fixed. I'm telling you, when Jesus done it, it will be well done. And you can hear him say one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You need to hold on to God's unchanging hand like never before and cry out to him and open your mouth, because the power is in your tongue. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You need to just shake yourself and speak out. Open your mouth and say something so people can know that Jesus really is real. You know he's real because you can tell your testimony of what God has done. Nobody else could do it. He brought me out. He set me free. He kept me. He's keeping me. And he's keeping you on today. I'm telling you, I get so excited when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul, I don't know about you, but my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for delivering me. I thank God on today. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I can truly say today, my soul loves Jesus because he's a wonder in my soul. My soul loves
Praise the Lord. My soul loves Jesus. I don't know about you today, but my soul loves Jesus. And, of course, he's a wonder in my soul. I pray today you will not cover up no more of your sin, but you will go forward. And you will not look backwards on today, but you will keep your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ. Keep your mind and your eyes focused on Jesus in this last hour. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. Oh, yes, get in a hurry. Run for your life. Oh, yes, you better run because the enemy is on your trail. But we thank and praise God for the blood of Jesus that covers on today. No more cover up, but let it go. You can call us right now at 818-691-7304. You may call us at 818-691-7304. The chat line is also open for those that want to get on the computer and don't want to get on the phone. But you can call us right now at 818-691-7304. I tell you, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised on today. I see we have a caller. Paula, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, praise the Lord. Thank God for you calling.
Hello.
Hello, praise the Lord. Thank God for you calling.
Hi, this is Sister Barrington, and I just wanted to say I just thank God for your message. I thank God that you're teaching the uncompromised word of God. There's a lot of people out here who needs to hear that. A lot of things going on in the world, and the word is being twisted and turned to make it seem what they want it to seem and not what's really in the word of God. And I just thank God for that.
I thank God for you too. I tell you, yes, there is so much going on. Church is no longer the same. The house of God is no longer the same. The enemy is bringing in all kinds of different doctrines and teachings, and we must continue for the faith that was once given to the church. We got to continue to stick with the Word of God. They got all these new Bibles coming out. I think I read it's like 27 Bibles. It's probably more than that now. You know, preachers are making their own Bibles to take people away from the true and living Word of God on today. So we must keep our focus, and I thank and praise God for you calling today. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you.
Love you too.
We have another caller. We have another caller.
Hello, First Lady.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm blessed. Thank the Lord. I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that word on today, and thank God for the true living Word of God. And like you were saying, in this day and time, the Word of God is not being preached like it's written. And I just thank God, you know, for what y'all are doing over the air. And I just thank God for the ministry. God bless you.
God bless you too, dear, and we thank God for you. You just keep holding on.
Yes, ma'am. We have another. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. We have another caller.
Hello. Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for that message. Don't cover up, but give it up. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You said a man that covers up his sin shall not prosper. And I thank God for that word. I pray. I thank God because, you know, Adam and Eve, they made a bad choice when they disobeyed God. And I pray that this word will help all of us to make the right choice and to obey God in this last hour. You know, our soul is dependent upon our obedience to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
And he don't just want us to be a hearer, but he wants us to be a doer of his word on today. And I just thank God for this message. I know truly it has really blessed my soul on today. I love you, Ready Church, and to God be the glory.
God bless you too, honey. Love you too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And God, we pray that you continue to minister to us in this last hour. But we see all the signs of judgment all around about us. But we thank you, God, to know that you are able to keep us from falling. And God, we pray for those that don't know you and a part of their sins on today, that you will draw them to the foot of the cross saying, what must I do to be saved in this last and evil days? And we just thank you for the word of God. Is a lamp unto our feet on today, and it's a light unto our path. Help us to stay on that straight and narrow path, for we see the signs of judgment all around about us, and we thank you for being able to keep us from falling. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you, Ready Church. The devil is defeated.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you want to do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side. Still standing, man. Don't you be deceived.